Hi, besties. Welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Palick. And if this is your first episode, welcome. I hope you enjoy your stay. And we have quite a few episodes for you to binge and catch up on if you are enjoying the vibes that have been cultivated thus far. I was actually thinking about listening to some of my first few episodes. Like, I'm still in the beginning stages of this podcast. This is like episode 30, 31, I believe. Actually, I think it is 30. And like, I'm still, like I said, the beginning stages. So I'm sure I'm going to look back at some of my most recent episodes in like a year and like kind of cringe. You know how when you hear yourself back on a video, like any audio of any type, you want to cringe? Maybe that's just me, but I am someone that cringes at the sound of my voice. Like when I'm talking, I can record videos and talk in front of people sometimes, but if I hear my voice played back, I'm like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, is that what you guys are hearing? Like, I'm so sorry, but I hope that's just something that like goes on in my head and that you guys don't cringe at the sound of my voice. Anyways, I was thinking about listening back to like my first episode or so and just seeing the growth, but I think I'm going to protect my peace for the time being and, you know, just live in a land of Delulu. If you are a returning listener, hello, bestie. I love you. I hope you've had a great week. I hope you're having a great day. Let's dive into today's episode. Why don't we? Today is actually Wednesday. It is, I was about to say April, but no, it is March 27th. I am still shook that Easter is in like 4 days. I have some updates on what exactly is going to be happening for the next few days. So I don't think I mentioned this in the last episode. If I did, you're going to hear it again, but our cat Peach, she's like 3.5, almost, actually on the 28th, so today's the 27th, so I don't know when this is going to upload, because I'm also thinking of changing the days that we upload, just because, I don't know, it kind of just works better with my schedule, and like when I want to get submissions from you guys. Anyways, our cat Peach, around November, when we were going to Florida for a festival, and then we went to Ohio to see my family, she did have a UTI, and that's like the first real thing that's ever kind of been wrong with her. I know UTIs are kind of a frequent, not frequent, but like a common thing that happens in cats. Like even as a female, like you can get a UTI from literally anything, wearing gym clothes too long, like wearing too tight of underwear, pants, whatever. But when we first adopted her, she did have a polyp in her ear, so we got that removed, and so she had her UTI, yada, 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 and we brought her to our vet here in New Jersey for just her yearly checkup, and they heard a little heart murmur, so I know, very sad. She's okay. They said it's a 3 out of a 6th grade scale, so it's mild. I guess these are also very common in cats too, but she has flown so many times. I want to say like almost 20 times. It's actually insane. She does so well with flying, but like, I know that if I were her and if I had to like be in a carrier bag literally under the seat of a plane, like she's on the plane with us, but she's considered like, you know, when you have a personal item and you have to stuff it under the seat, that's what we have to do with her. She has room, but like, I know even I can get anxious on flights. So, like, I can only imagine what she's feeling. She doesn't cry or have any accidents or anything or really freak out. She's like very chill in that sense, but we decided that it was, you know, just in her best interest for her safety and everything to not go on the flight to Florida for Easter, which obviously we love Florida, but, you know, Peach is like our number one priority. The vet did say, because we went back and gotten, I think it's called an echocardiogram. She's like our $1 million baby. We did the echocardiogram and they said that her heart is slightly enlarged, but nothing to really be too concerned about. So we're just going to keep monitoring her like every 6 months or so. And our vet did say that it's kind of like up to our discretion if we want her to fly, but we feel like she's kind of just been through a lot. So we decided that we would take this one out and just enjoy Easter in New Jersey. Anthony has plenty of family here that we can spend the holiday with. So yeah, I want to say that those are all of the little updates, other than it's definitely been warming up here, which is so exciting. I am definitely feeling like I'm in the spring vibe. Got a little spring haul of clothing, and I'm just excited getting back into workout routines and morning walks, even after work walks, which I love doing, but morning walks are like, that's where it's at, you know what I mean? I also wanted to add one thing to our little spring cleaning list from last week's episode. And maybe I already said this, but I had a feeling that I didn't. Go through and unsubscribe through all the emails that you get like spam emails from. I've been doing that every day for like the last couple of days. Every morning or evening, whenever I just have like 5 minutes and I just want to do a mindless task, I go through the emails that are like so spammy and I'm like, okay, I signed up for this email list when I was like 15 and I hit unsubscribe. You know, it's so kind of annoying to do, but once you do it and you don't get flooded with like 10 emails per week by this company that you're never going to order from, it feels great. And same thing with the text that you've been subscribed to. Go ahead and text them stop in all caps, if you will, and you will be unsubscribed. Now, there are still plenty of companies that I'm staying subscribed to. For example, Boys Lie. I am dying to get my hands on some Boys Lie merch, guys. I am obsessed with every single drop. It is more on the expensive side, and I'm kind of just like in between a size, so I need to just kind of pull the trigger on what I want to do. Same thing with White Fox. I am so torn because a lot of their items are like small slash medium. Or is it extra small slash small and then medium large? Like, I don't know if I'm a schmedium because I like to wear baggier clothing. I do have a really short torso. I'm only 5 feet tall, guys. But I have big boobs, okay? So, as I said that, literally a truck just honked its horn. But, I could be a small, but like I like things oversized. So yeah, there's my little spiel on that. Let's just dive into today's topic episode because it's a really fun one, okay? And we actually have two audio recordings, so I'm gonna have to figure out a way to like get those into the episode. So I might have to like record some of this now and then wait for Anthony to be available for me to use his phone to like record the girls' audio, and then I can play on his phone through the microphone, or I don't know how it's gonna work, but I'm gonna try my absolute best to get their audio in here. So let's get into your guys's worst date stories, either a first date or any type of date. Here we go. If you guys couldn't tell, there was a little gap in between the recording of that last clip and this clip that was supposed to launch sometime last week, but a few things happened in my personal life and a few people actually asked to send in a few more submissions, so that's super exciting. And then we had the Easter weekend, so I figured, you know, everyone's taking time for their families and for themselves and, you know, just soaking up all of the Easter holiday weekend extravaganza, which, by the way, you are never too old for an Easter basket. Our Easter was so fun and exciting. If you have little ears listening, maybe just fast forward a minute, but it is so fun playing the Easter Bunny. Like, I cannot wait to be a mom and, you know, play the Easter Bunny for my kids. Anthony and I made each other a basket and we made Peach a basket and it was so cute and so fun. And then we went to Anthony's family's house for Easter. We saw a whole bunch of his aunts and uncles, his grandma, and a whole bunch of the little kids that are on his side because he has so many little children on his side of the family, and a lot of them are little girls, which is, it's so cute and so fun to be around. I am going to have another kind of big life update for you guys, but, you know, I'll announce that in due time, but let's just dive into the worst date stories. And if my energy wasn't, like, high in that last clip, I'm so sorry. I was having quite literally the worst period of my life and everything just felt like it was sucking the life out of me. And yeah, I'm so sorry if I sounded like monotone and boring, but that was the best. That was the best of me during that week. So let's get into these responses. And I do have two audio clips, so we're going to play those at the end. And yeah, I'm excited. Here is the first story. Went on a date my freshman year of high school with a guy to the movies with another couple, which was his brother, LOL. My mom drove me and picked me up afterwards. It's definitely giving high school. After the date, he and his brother's girlfriend got dinner, and he paid for the girl. She was my friend, but still a little odd. Then, he and his brother broke into one of the surrounding high schools and got chased by the cops. I found out about it via text afterwards. LOL. Thank God my mom picked me up. And then it has an asterisk. Mom, I'm scared. Please pick me up. That is definitely giving high school, and I do not blame you. I too would have wanted my mother to pick me up. Okay, maybe it's just me. Why was your date's brother not paying for his own girlfriend? Like, what's going on there? And you said it was his older brother too, and this was your freshman year of high school. I wonder how old the guy that you went to the movies with was. And follow-up question, did you end up dating the guy? Like, we need to hear back. If you guys hear what sounds like mulch or shoveling or something, that's just Peach. She just went into her litter box, which she loves to do the second that I start recording. I have a bad date story for you. Years ago, I scheduled a date with a guy. We were very chatty and flirty on the app we connected on, so I was super excited. I'm very representative of who I am on the app, so and in chat, and I have very recent pics of me, both headshot and body shots, not in a dirty way, so there were no surprises. He was late to the date. We got smoothies. Sat down and he asked me to tell him some stuff about me. I said like three things, very generic, like where I grew up, when I moved here, and like my job. After that, he said he needed to go and left. All in the date was 10 minutes. And to this day, I have no idea what happened or what caused him to bounce so soon. It was jarring. Oh my gosh. I cannot even imagine part. Okay, wait. What if like somehow he already knew you? You know what I mean? Like how people can just do like a big like search for someone on social media. Like not that it has anything to do with you, but what if this person like already knew so much about you? And like what if somehow they were connected to you and you didn't even know? Like what if somehow, some way they knew what, like if they knew an area where you grew up or even your job? Not that that makes any of a difference, but that is so odd for someone to just leave within the first like 10 minutes and just say they need to go and leave. Like, I feel like that's usually something that would happen in like a movie or something, or there'd have to be an actual reason for that to happen. Or, you know, how people will like fake a phone call with a friend or even just have a friend call them and be like, oh, I have to go, it's an emergency. Like, I'm so sorry. Well, you dodged a bullet there. That is crazy. Submission number three. This is a little bit shorter. Showed up drunk to a first date, ordered food without me, and then he had the balls to text me later to say there was no connection. Bruh, I was just gonna ghost you. Oh my gosh. What is up with these? I'm just gonna assume this is a man. I don't know if that was a typo or not, but I'm just going to assume that the last two submissions were men. And, you know, as I like to say, it's funny to joke about that men suck and men are trash. They're not actually. I actually don't like that narrative, how people kind of just fully shit on men, because I have a brother, I have a dad, I have a boyfriend, I hope to have a son one day, I have two amazing nephews, so. Oh, there's the train. I definitely don't hate men, but it's funny to joke about, okay? And if you can't take a joke, you're listening to the wrong podcast. But anyways, first of all, showing up drunk, okay. Maybe we can give them a pass because, you know, some people need that liquid courage. Not saying that it's necessary, but some people, you know, they think they need it. But the ordering the food without you, that is where I am very caught up on, because it's giving why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake. You know, I love to go there. Like, why would you order food without someone? Maybe he was just so hungry, but then say there was no connection. Like, there was probably no connection because you weren't even there. Like, you were drunk and you were ordering food. You were on a date with yourself, sir. I'm assuming this is a sir once again. Here is the fourth submission. My first date was with my first boyfriend. We went to this restaurant that was known for burgers. They had regular hamburger meat and then a bison burger, which was like $2 more. I was so nervous and ordered the bison, which ended up being gross. And he goes, wow, you're expensive. It was so awkward. Like, what do you even say in those situations? I have definitely had a few situations like that. Not with my current boyfriend ever. Like, my Anthony is literally an angel sent from heaven above. But I will never understand how men, or even women, but in this situation, the last few submissions, how men expect us to react when they say something so out of pocket like that. Like, of course, this can happen in any type of relationship, even friendship, but like, especially on a first date. Like, and I need to know, how much longer did you, were you with your boyfriend after this? Were you guys like already dating and then you went on your first date, or did you go on the first date and then he became your boyfriend afterwards? Like, was he being sarcastic by saying why you're expensive? And especially if they're known for their burgers, like, it's not like you went to, what am I even thinking of? It's not like you went to a restaurant that serves like all types of meals and you got a steak when everyone else is getting like, I don't know, a burger or a soup and a salad. You know what I mean? Like, it's giving ew. Wow, you're expensive. That would have floored me. Like, what do you even say to that? And here is the last submission, and then we have our two audio submissions, which I don't need to use Anthony's phone. I just, put two and two together and realized I could just play it from my iPad. So we're just gonna do with that. Oh, it's another movie submission. Here we go. We went to the movies. He took his shoes off in the theater, and his feet smelled horrible. No. In addition to the stinky feet, he was obnoxiously loud, and at the end, after he put his shoes on, he tried to kiss me. Oh. Okay, just very on theme. Why the audacity? Not taking your shoes off at the movie theater. That is like, oh my goodness. And I need to know if this was a first date or just like your worst date. Like, was this a like high school date? But why is he taking his shoes off? And like, how do you not notice that your own feet are funking up the area? Maybe he's just so nose blind to it, but that is like, oh, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Not him putting his shoes on and then trying to kiss you. His hands probably smell like the dirty feet because I don't know. Lord bless this mess. I will say that I feel like after COVID, like happened, she came and left, even though people are still like getting different strains and variants. I was a huge like movie theater lover. I loved going to the movies, but after COVID, I kind of realized they're kind of gross. Like, of course, I'm still gonna go to a movie theater. But if you think about it, movie theaters are kind of gross. Like, there so many things could be going on that you are very unaware of. Like, the lights are off. This could be a place where like high schoolers are able to, be alone in a dark room for the first time without being by their, oh my gosh, it's giving I need to be sterilizing the chair. But the best movie theaters are the ones where, I don't know if it's just the AMC ones, but with the big red leather chairs that are like a mini size couch and they like recline fully back and you can order meals from the little armrest and they bring it out to you or you just go out and get it. Now that is a phenomenal movie theater. And yeah, I feel like there's less people in there too because the chairs are so big. The first time I was in one of those movie theaters was to see the One Direction movie, which was a sleigh and a half. And then I think the second time was, I'm trying to think what movie it was. I can't even think of it. But I do know the last time that I went to movie theater was to see the Spider-Man movie, which was like 2022. And it was one of the AMC theaters, and I was so excited. I picked out the seats and everything, and I read the seating map completely backwards. I was just having a moment, I guess, and I thought I got us in the very top and the way back, which is the best seat in the house to me. Middle, back, all the way up. Perfect. No, ma'am. We were the very front row, 2 inches away from the screen, breaking our necks looking up, but we still did it. We still rock and rolled with it, but I don't think my neck has recovered ever since. I've only ever done that one other time, and it wasn't my fault. We were with my cousins in Arizona, and I want to say it was like one of the James Bond movies. I don't even know. It was a long time ago. But my neck was breaking, that's for sure. I'm trying to think of any of my own worst date stories. Thankfully, I didn't really have many. Like, I would always go on dates when I was already dating my boyfriend, so I didn't, there wasn't much room for surprise, you know, but if I do come up with any, I will definitely make sure to share with you guys. I'm sure this will not be the only time we do a worst date stories or worst first date stories, but thank you guys for writing in. Now let's get into the audio submissions. I'm excited.
Okay, so I don't mind. I don't need to be anonymous. It's fine. So basically, when I was probably about 20-odd, 24, 25, I met up with quite a few people on Tinder. And I remember one night I went to Wandsworth and we met in the, I can't remember the name of the pub, but we met in the pub and so he seemed like a really nice guy. But before he got there, I was a bit tipsy because I was well nervous. Anyway, so they had like a decking area, which I stacked it on in front of quite a lot of people. But he wasn't there, so that wasn't too bad. When he got there, had a nice time, blah, blah, blah. Went into the main bit of the pub, having a little dance, and he accidentally spilt his drink on this girl. And she went mental, and she started having a row with him. And I was like, I had no idea what was going on. Then she threw her drink. Sorry, the recording cut. So then she threw her drink at him, but it got me. So then I was like, what are you throwing a drink at me for, crazy bitch? So then I pushed her. Then the next thing I remember is being lifted up by the bouncer, taken outside. So we ended up on the street. The girl that I had pushed turned out to be a twin. And they were about, like, I'm not the tallest person in the world. I'm probably about, like, 5 foot five. She was probably about 4 foot seven, her and her twin. They have come at me, bro. They've come at me. I've got one hand on one of their foreheads and the other hand on the other ones. And they were like swinging. It was like something out of a cartoon. So I was basically in the street being attacked by two sort of midgets. And my date was fighting with their boyfriends. And it was an interesting night. Ended up in a mass street brawl. So didn't see him again after that. Although he wanted to see me again, but yeah, just wasn't feeling it. Oh, and there was the date that never was. I got asked on a date by like somebody I used to go to school with. Bless him, he was so sweet. And I said yes. And then he was like really excited. And then the day of the date, I was like well hungover and I decided I'd like to meet up with someone else instead. What a bitch. So I was like, oh, I can't make it, but I can meet you for a drink, like, I don't know, about 9 o'clock. And he was like, oh, okay, no drama. So I met him for a drink at about 9 o'clock. It turned out he'd booked the, he'd spent a load of money booking us into walking over the O2. What a bitch. I felt so bad that I basically binned him off to see someone else. Oh my God, and I completely nearly forgot. I had a date once where someone took me to IKEA to get a hot dog, which, to be honest with you, I'm not complaining about because I do love an IKEA hot dog, but that's not the one.
And that was the submission, which I have been cracking up ever since she sent me these voice messages, which also, if you guys ever want to submit any voice messages, definitely feel free to. There's actually a way where I can send you a link so like you can record it directly and I can upload it to the podcast. But first of all, love her accent. Obviously, that's something that, you know, an American would say. Love her accent. But I am cracking up and forever will be about the twins. First of all, the fact that it's a twin and like, you know, you're drinking, you're probably drunk, whatever. And then there's two of them, and the fact that they're 4'7", I'm very short, I'm 5 foot, but 4'7", like, I'm pretty sure you're classified as a midget at around that height, or maybe it's like 4'9", I don't know. I just remember when I passed that height as a kid, my brother was like, you're no longer a midget, but no, that is absolutely hilarious, and kind of a slay of the IKEA hot dog. I will say, one of my favorite things to do, I haven't done it in like years, but when I was younger, is it Home Depot or Lowe's? One of the two. And in the parking lot, there's always a hot dog vendor. And those hot dogs slap. Like, you know, you can never go wrong with a good hot dog. But that was such a great way to end off the submissions for the worst date stories. I think that might be the one that takes the cake with the midgets fighting you. And now we're going to end the episode with some of the random thoughts that I've had throughout this week. I think I'm going to add in peaks and pits, roses and thorns. You know, people call them so many different things, but I'm definitely going to have to do that for next week because I did not write anything down and I don't want to just, you know, fly off the handle and just go into a deep dive about what's been good and what's been bad, which I kind of feel like I already do in the very beginning of the episode, but just buckle up because I think this is going to be a fun one because it's kind of been like 2 weeks of collecting just random information inside my brain. Okay, here we go into the random thoughts of the last 2 weeks. First of all, cotton candy grapes are top tier. I don't know how or why it took me 25 years to discover cotton candy grapes, but guys, if you have not tried them, you need to get them. I've always loved grapes, green grapes to be exact. The cotton candy grapes, I don't know if they make them in like red, but the ones that I have are green and they're so fucking good. Why are there so many ways to say one thing? Like, you know what I mean? There's so many ways that you can say one thing. Like, learning the English language is probably so confusing with all the little metaphors and shit. Like, why are there 10 different ways to say one thing? It's like, it should just be one and done. You know what I mean? Like science. It's science, right? It's just one and done. But like math, there's like 12 different fucking formulas you can use to find the answer. Yeah. So confusing. Everyone needs a portable/mini heating pad, especially for the girlies on your period. You just wear it around your waist and there are multiple heat settings and like 3 different vibrating settings. I don't use the vibrating one because like when I have cramps, I don't want anything moving around me. But I'm sure if you had a backache or like on your lower back or your upper back, you could, you know, just flip it around and do the same thing. But it is so nice for just like moving around or even working at your desk. And, you know, just I was out shopping last weekend and I had the portable heating pad on. It's just had it underneath a hoodie and it was phenomenal. The power of walking, guys. I don't know if this is just so niche because I'm a work from home girly, but the power of walking is fucking crazy. You know, they say to try to get in 10K steps, that's like near impossible when you are tied to a computer all day long. And yeah, like obviously it's possible, but trying to get in those 10K steps like during my work day, near impossible. Even throughout the day, it's a very hard task to do in my opinion. So I have to fight to get 5,000 to 6,000 steps a day, which is still better than what I was doing over the last like several months. But you know, if you just try to get up every like 20 minutes or so and walk around for 5, it makes the world of a difference. I need an Oura ring. Like it's not a want, it is a want, but it's a want and a need. I had an Apple Watch. I don't know where it went. Don't tell my dad. Every time I see him, he asks me, where's your Apple Watch? But I would love an Oura ring because I think it's just so useful. And the fact that it tracks like your PMS, your menstrual cycle thingies, I think that is so phenomenal. And right now I'm tracking my steps with my phone, so I literally have to have my phone on me when I walk, which is kind of annoying. Why are the words delicious and disgusting like too similar? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I low-key have to think before I use either word, like delicious, disgusting. I don't know why in my brain it like I have to think before I choose either word. Is that just me? Like they have like almost the same amount of letters, if not the same. My posture is so horrible. Like, I genuinely need a rod up my spine ASAP. I remember the first time that I realized, like, when you're sitting up that you can slouch. I was in 4th grade, and one of my friends was like, you have such great posture. Posture, Natalie. She said, you have such great posture. And it was one of those, like, little reading times when you're sitting down on the little rug and your teacher's reading to you. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you just sit up so straight. From that moment on, I have had a hunchback. Not actually, but like, I sit rounded. And it was so much more comfortable. And, you know, once you do it, it's really hard to go back. It's very hard to go back. You have to be very mindful. Anniversary or birthday posts of a couple and they just call each other annoying or a loser. Like, those make me so uncomfortable. And don't get me wrong, like, I was definitely that girly. And, like, I will forever be that girly who posts, like, about my boyfriends whenever I want and just like letting the world know how happy I am. And it's definitely something that you do, like, you know, when you're more in like the mushy gushy stage of your relationship, the beginning part, and when you're younger. But when I see couples that are like, happy birthday to this annoying loser, I wish I could just kick you out so you could sleep on the couch, but I love you forever. Like, what? What's going on? And you know, they say like, oh, the longer the Instagram caption, the worse the relationship, or the more times they've cheated on each other, which that is funny to say. But when they're calling each other like, happy birthday to this shithead, what? That's like, it's giving sibling. You know what I mean? My newest love, which it's not that new because I've had it for like over a year, but Lemon 8, guys, like Lemon, the number 8. It is such a cute app. It's the perfect like love child of Pinterest and Instagram. And if you are not on Lemon 8 yet, you definitely should be. It's so fun. Like, you can just be so creative. And, you know, there's not like the drama and hate over there that there are on the other platforms. And the last thought of the day, or the episode, which came to me yesterday while I was vacuuming. I was thinking of nap time. And like, if you haven't listened to the beginning episode, the first episode or trailer, I explain why it's nap time, and my name is Natalie Anastasia Palak, so NAP, nap, my initials. And I was, you know, deep in thought while I was vacuuming, cleaning the apartment, doing some little spring cleaning. Nap time is, you know, something that was essential as a kid, something that you had to do, whether if we loved it or hated it, but it was so essential as a child, as a baby. And as you grow up, you kind of, you know, think that you don't need it anymore. And you kind of quote unquote outgrow it. You know, there's more to do in the day. You have more duties and responsibilities. But you know how like refreshing and rejuvenating a nap is? After you take a good nap, you feel like you can conquer the world. That is what I want nap time to be. What I want this podcast to be. Something that was so essential and you kind of felt like you outgrew it. But it's the constant reminders and just connection and, you know, regeneration, rejuvenation, whatever you want to call it, the little refreshment that you're needing, the pick-me-up that you're needing in your day to go on and conquer the world. So leaving you with that, being a little philosopher, your local yapper, if you will. I love you so much. Thank you guys for getting us to 400 followers on Instagram. I'm so excited. I love you all. You guys are the best. Please share It's Nap Time with a friend, a family, a coworker. I'm also trying to stop saying like as much. It's been an ongoing struggle since around 2007. Don't worry. If it annoys you, it annoys me too. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Anyways, share with a bestie. Share with anyone. Get It's Nap Time in everyone's face, because I think this community is going to be something so special. It already is, but even more special. With that, I'm going to let you go conquer the world, tackle all of your tasks and responsibilities. You are the best. You are put on this earth for a reason. You are so full of purpose. If you want to connect on Instagram, my @ is It's Nap Time Podcast for the podcast. And mine personally is Natalie X Palak. We have fun on Instagram, okay? Anyways, I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you next time, besties. Bye.